Hello, everyone.
So in order to really democratize the creation of more of these types of AI-powered, AI-enabled devices, I'm really thrilled to announce a speech device SDK, as well as reference kits that Rubo, which is one of our OEM partners and ODM partners out of China, has built. This is a microarray speaker that you can take and deploy in any device. Many industrial applications now get built by recognizing ambient noise and signatures. And so these are devices that can be built by developers for even low volume scenarios in the enterprise market, as well as consumer applications. And talking about these AI devices.
Hello, sorry, I'm not Satya. But this is the session being mentioned in Satya's keynote. Okay. My name is Grace Sturman. I'm a program manager on the Microsoft Speech Services team.
I'm Sarah, software engineer from the same team.
As the speech services team, it is our goal to develop the best speech services, the most intuitive APIs, and to offer customizability of our service. At Build this week, we have now announced a unified speech SDK, a single subscription key for all our speech services, and a wide range of custom speech features. To bring all these exciting features to life on the edge, we're happy to announce Speech Devices SDK in a private preview. Complete with the advanced audio processing algorithm for multi-microphone array that is optimized for the specific dev kits, and the ability to customize your own wake word with the, and also the developer-friendly APIs to talk to our speech services in the cloud. This offering will significantly reduce the development time of your own speech-enabled ambient devices. How many of you saw the meetings demo in Satya's keynote? Yeah, it's nice. Some of you have. If you haven't, make sure you check it out. The Speech Devices SDK puts the tools in your hand, the developer's hand, to easily use our reference dev kits that allow you to quickly build up your own speech-enabled devices. So here we have two variants of the dev kits provided by third-party company Rubo. The circular ones are more suitable for a smart speaker kind of device or a setup box. And the linear one are more suitable for like a wall mount or in-car type of device. Make sure you apply for the speech SDK before you order the device. So together with the software and services provided by Microsoft and the dev kit provided by the third-party company Rubo, and documentation support we have together from Rubo and Microsoft, you have a complete solution that can quickly build up your own device. Here's a high-level architecture. Laser works or not? Okay, not gonna work. From the microphones on the device, you get raw data from multi-channel, and we send that raw data up to our audio processing stack. And we do the process of the reduced noise and all kind of cool stuff, get high, really clean up the, enhance the quality of the speech audio, and send that to our keyword spotter for the wake word spotting. The keyword spotter will do the right thing, whether accept or reject the keyword, and send the rest of audio to our client SDK, and process that, sends to the cloud. The speech services in the cloud will do the transcription, and if you were to get other features such as like language understanding, you could get with the Lewis service, for example, you can get the intent back and other things you could on the services we have.
Is it eight?
And it is up to your application to decide what kind of services you want to use. And that the text system back with the intent and whatever, maybe language, maybe knowledge, maybe being knowledge as an example. Okay, say you're interested in the product. You can find out more information from our own website, Microsoft website. I'll have some links in the next slide. And Rubu's website. You can try, first get a speech subscription key. You can do that for free. Get a subscription key, sign up for the SDK, and download SDK. If you're approved for the SDK, we will recommend you to order the dev kit from Rubu, from their website. While you're waiting for this SDK to arrive, you can try the speech services on your PC. Once you receive the hardware, go to our custom KWS keyword spotting website to create your own custom keyword. And then you can deploy that to the device and run everything end to end. We have a sample app, but you can also create your own application. Finish your evaluation. If you're interested in commercializing the product, then we recommend you have a parallel conversation with Microsoft and with the DevKit provider, assuming you want some pricing information and customization. And here are some links, and I can show you some of that. So the first link is just the overall information that has a bunch of other links with the how-to. And the last one, our sample app right now, the SDK is in Java. So this one has the Java application, the reference design. I'm sorry, API reference. So show you.
There it is.
OK, you ready? All right, switch back.
OK, it's time for demo. Thanks, Grace. Okay. Next, I will show you a demo purely built on our speech devices SDK. After that, I will walk through the code behind our sample app. Let's start. Welcome to our speech session. OK, this is a one-shot speech recognition. We can get the speech, the recognized text after the sentence is completed. Maybe this is suitable for the command system. But what if you want a more responsive experience? We can use the intermediate results. Let's try it again. This is Sarah. I'm a software engineer from the Microsoft speech team. Quite responsive, right?
That's great, Sarah. But what if I don't want to keep on clicking before I speak?
Of course, we have the continuously speech recognition. Do you want to try it?
Sure. Hi there. This is actually the first time I'm here for work purpose. Last time when I was here, it was for a comic convention. Right.
Great. It works. Actually, we have a device here. It's the same as the one we showed here.
This cable is not long enough.
OK. How to integrate the speech recognition into the app? Is it very difficult? As some of you may know that we announced our unified speech API. On this device, we can still use the same one. Let's take a look at the code. So for the speech recognition, first, initialize the speech factory from the subscription. And then you need to tell the speech factory your geometry. We support both the circle 6 plus 1 and the linear 4. After that, you can call create speech recognizer to create the speech recognizer from the speech factory. And then call recognize async. Finally, you call the get recognize text to get the text. Then how to get the intermediate results. Quite a similar code. We just need to add one more line code, add an event listener to the intermediate results. Then we can get the intermediate results and show it to our users. What about the last one? How to do the continuously recognition? Let's see. Still very similar code. It's actually it's almost the same. The only difference is here. Instead of calling recognize async, we call start continuous recognition async. Then we can do the continuously recognition. Sometimes when the device is too far away for the users to click a button, and now we have something like, hey, Cortana, or Alexa, to wake up the device. On this device, we also offer the same capability. What's more, you can create your own wake up word. Just go to go to the chris.ai/custom-kws. Then you can create your customer keyword with your favorite word. To save time, I already have my pre-generated model downloaded to the device, so we can give it a try. Computer. Let's try again. Computer. Oh. Computer. Say again. OK, let's take a look at the code. This time, we call start keyword recognition async to start the keyword recognition and the following session. So our SDK will handle everything for you. It will run a local KWS engine. After the keyword is detected, it will send the audio to the server automatically. And then you can use the same API to get the recognized text. The next user case I will show is the intent recognizer. Let's try it. Play music. As you can see here, we have both the recognized text and the well-structured JSON string returned, which is more friendly to the PC language. Let's go back to the code to take a look. I will assume most of you has heard about our Louis service. We also integrated the Louis service to our speech devices SDK. So we can follow the similar coding patterns, very familiar codes. The only difference is that you need to create an intent recognizer here. And then you create the intent model from the app ID. After that, you associate the intent model with the intent recognizer. And then you can use similar APIs to get the intent and to get the recognized text. Next, I will show a demo to combine the wake up word and the intent recognizer together. Computer, play music. OK, I believe all of you already know how to do that with our speech devices SDK. OK, to wrap it up, it will be super easy for you to integrate the speech recognition to your app. Just the four steps. First, initialize the speech factory, and then use the speech factory to create the recognizer. And then call recognize async or its equivalent APIs to start a recognition session. Finally, you got the result. OK, thank you. That's my part.
All right.
Any questions?
If there's no question, I just want to show you this landing page. That's where you start. That's the SDK. If you do AKAMS and SDK-info, that will take you here. And it'll have links to documentation and Rubus page where you can see more information of the actual device. And if you were to sign up, you just go to, there's a link here, but you can also go to sign up here, and it'll give you steps how to sign up, for example. And there will be instructions of how to do keyword spotting. I don't know if Sarah has get to show you. This is the chris.ai/custom-kws.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm already logged in. Okay, I'm not logged in. You're going to laugh at me for still using my Hotmail account. Hotmail.com. Let's see. Never. Oh, great. Awesome. So it's not a good time to. This is a different machine. So anyway, it will just show you a. Oh, I got it. Sorry. Show you something real quick. Unless you don't have question, customize the wake work. This gives you instructions and show you how to do it. So we have some guides. As long as you follow the guides, pick effective keyword. Don't pick something that's too short, for example. Don't do something like REI, you know, that are ambiguous. This is the website. It will look like this, similar. All you have to do is put in a word and it will generate a model and you deploy that to a device. And that's it. Does anyone have questions? Yes. We don't support JavaScript yet. Is that something we're going to support later? Yeah, C++ in the SDK. Yeah, in the client SDK. For the devices SDK, it's Java only for now, but we're expanding. We'll add other languages later. Right. Yesterday. Okay. If there's no more questions, thank you. And you can always reach us. Thank you.